Since 1997, 30 steel companies have declared bankruptcy. Bethlehem Steel has filed for bankruptcy, and LTV, the nation's third largest steelmaker, shut its doors. U.S. producers want the White House to impose a sizable tariff on imported steel. They say it's being dumped here at below market prices. NPR's Greg Allen visited East Chicago, Indiana, a community hurt by the steel industry's problems.
Railroad tracks crisscross East Chicago. Freight cars constantly come and go from the city's steel mills, refineries, and metal fabricating plants that at one time made East Chicago the nation's most industrialized city. In November, a bankruptcy judge gave ailing steelmaker LTV permission to shut its U.S. operation. That included the Harbor Works plant in East Chicago. Dennis Henry, the president of Steelworkers Union Local 1011, says while it was common knowledge that LTV was having financial problems, the decision still took him by surprise.
I think that I was probably overly optimistic throughout the entire year 2001, never believing that this company would shut down. I've seen the light. It happened. LTV is gone as a corporation. After the end of February, it will not exist.
LTV's Harbor Works plant sprawls along Lake Michigan in East Chicago. The shutdown immediately put 3,500 people out of work. Now only watchmen are staffing the buildings. The plant is quiet except for the hiss of a heating system that's keeping the furnaces on hot idle while LTV searches for a buyer. When LTV decided to liquidate, it was a blow to East Chicago's city government. LTV's taxes provided about 15% of the city's annual operating budget. The loss of that money forced the city to seek a state bailout and to lay off 250 city workers, about one quarter of its workforce. East Chicago was largely built 100 years ago by the steel industry, and for nearly a third of its existence, Robert Pastrick has been its mayor.
We have depended totally upon the steel industry ever since our birth, and we have so many other companies here in the city of East Chicago that are steel allied in one way. And of course, when steel goes down, they go down also. So we become greatly affected by what has occurred in the steel industry.
Mayor Pastrick is hopeful that LTV will find a buyer who will operate some sort of steel mill at the Harbor Works facility. Buyers have been coming in to look at the plant, and an auction is set for later this month. But even if there is a buyer, city officials say residential property taxes will have to go up, shifting some of the tax burden from industry to homeowners. East Chicago is in the gritty heart of Indiana's Calumet region, an industrial area that's home to five steel plants. The plant shutdowns and bankruptcies affect the entire region. Cities, counties, and school districts are all dependent on revenue from steelmakers. Lance Trusty, a professor of history at Purdue University Calumet, says the region is paying now for its success in surviving the last major industry shakeout in the 1970s.
We didn't lose any mills, and most all of the mills that we had were modernized and updated and highly labor efficient. And the result is now the world has 20% or more too much steelmaking capacity, and the Calumet region is essentially the steelmaking capital of the country, so we're getting it in the neck. We have too many steel mills.
About 15 miles east along the lakefront, officials in Porter County, Indiana, are also facing financial problems because of the crisis in steel. In October, Bethlehem Steel filed for Chapter 11. The company's plant in Burns Harbor is still operating, but it's paying no taxes while Bethlehem Steel reorganizes. And that's a big problem for this otherwise largely rural area.
They paid 85% of our town budget, so we've had to cut services to accommodate the loss of revenue, plus raise taxes to the existing residents.
Bob Popperod is the president of the Burns Harbor Town Council. Burns Harbor is a tiny community, home to the Bethlehem Steel Plant and about 700 residents. Popperod says tax revenue from the steel plant allowed the town to offer its residents boutique services.
I mean, the dispatchers would know you. They'd know your name by your voice, but we don't have that anymore. I mean, that's the reality of it. We had it, so we spent it. And all the governmental entities here did that. You know, the money was available in some fashion, so they spent it. So now we can't spend it.
At Chesterton Middle School, just a few miles from Burns Harbor, students and visitors see no signs of a financial crisis. Seventh and eighth graders enjoy a pool and a computer lab in a refurbished building that just a few years ago housed the high school. The Dunlin School District built a new high school 2 years ago at a cost of more than $70 million. Bethlehem Steel provided nearly 40% of the school district's funding. Now, the company's bankruptcy leaves Dunlin with a $17.5 million hole in its budget. So far, cost cutting has been modest. School Superintendent Steve Hewlett says all the district has done is to cut back on supplies and periodicals and put a hiring freeze in place.
It's very difficult in the middle of a school year to make those kinds of changes because you still have instructional programs. We still have in our district, we have 5,400 students, and it's hard to change a program when you have kids in classrooms.
Hewlett is pinning his hopes on a bailout being considered by the state legislature in Indianapolis. Without that bailout, he says there will be no summer school and probably no school next fall. Chet Dobas is the Speaker pro tem of the Indiana House. He says the state would never allow a school district to close. But, he says, communities that depended on steel to pay the bills can't expect the state government to provide a blank check.
Those people who were enjoying some pretty low tax rates are now going to have to step up to the plate and increase their property taxes substantially. There's no way around that question.
The problems in the steel industry come as Indiana, like most states, is wrestling with a budget deficit and watching many industries suffer from the effects of the recession. Talks of a possible merger of some ailing steel companies means more plants may close in northwest Indiana. If that happens, State Assembly Speaker Dobas says communities built by steel should look to local officials, not the state, to sort out their financial future. Greg Allen, NPR News, East Chicago, Indiana.